a word for you from Acts 16, verse 6. And they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. Well, it continues to mention another remarkable spot, a geographic area, where it says in verse 7, regarding Bithynia, the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. What an awful reality. If God does not allow the gospel to be preached, it is a wake-up call that God can sometimes just refuse to allow a person or a people to see the light. And God, when He decides, it's up to Him, and He has His reasons which we might not understand, as was probably the case with Paul and his team. They'd been preaching the gospel so successfully. Lydia was about to come to the gospel. Timothy had been used of God. There were wonderful things happening. And then you get this, what appears to be strange, this verse that God forbade them to go into a certain area, in the whole of Asia, and then into Bithynia. God had His reasons, and the time would come when the gospel would go there. But for that moment, God did not want them to go and preach in those particular areas. You see, it doesn't help that you try and just do God's work with your own mind, and that you try and convert everybody. There is so much work to be done that it only makes a difference if God is with you, if He has led you, which was to be the case very soon after that in verse 9. God would appear to Paul in the night, and that's when he had the Macedonian call, as we call it, where he then immediately went with his team to the place where God had called them to go to. It also meant that they were about to go through other areas where God was also going to work. Be very aware that it doesn't help to spread the gospel in your own way. Akusizi ukuthi uvangela evangeli ngendlela yakho. It must go according to God's will. Let Him lead you.